Blog Talk Radio.
Be right now that you bow your heads and close your eyes as Boss Man leads us with a word of prayer.
All right. Lord Heavenly Father, we just thank you for bringing us here on another beautiful day, Sunday, and we're just ready to get this going on for you, God. This show is all about you. Help us have a good discussion and help us to lead anyone or any person's heart that you want to talk to today, dear God. We thank you so much for giving us this opportunity and help us have a great show. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And with that being said, welcome, guys, to another episode of The Word, coming to you live on this beautiful Sunday evening with your host, Bossman and A-Squared. Bossman, what's up?
It's going good, man. It's Sunday. You know, despite all the stuff, I hope everyone was safe over the weekend. And, you know, I think it's clearing up. It's a good day, man. It's a good day. How about you?
Man, my day has been so iffy. So iffy. First off, Giants lose today by a 50-yard field goal. That broke my heart. It was a good game. If you saw the game, oh, so close and so good then. They lost by a field goal. Can't say nothing about that. Eli and everyone else did their thing. And to that, I had something planned for today. But, like, you know how, like, when you have plans and then, like, things get messed up towards the end of it?
Mm.
Yeah.
I see.
That's pretty much how it went.
That's
I had everything set. I had everything set and planned for when I'm going to do it, how I'm going to do it, and everything. The next thing you know, this happened, that happened, this is that. Next thing you know, I'm stuck at home. So it didn't go as planned. But, you know, I guess.
Everything happens for a reason. You know, everything happens for a reason. Man plans and God laughs, you know?
Man, hopefully, but my day's just been iffy with that because the fact that today was going to be like a, like, today was supposed to be like a very big day, but then just things didn't work out the way they were supposed to, but, you know, it is what it is, but, yeah, as most of you guys know, tonight's topic is, you know, taking stuff for granted, and honestly, the way this topic came up, I thought about it with my parents most of the time because, like, coming from, like, a teen perspective, okay, you guys know, you know, just being a teen itself, your parents are the main ones. Oh, you're taking all this stuff for granted. Look at you. Back in my day, we didn't have all this. Oh, look at you. Oh, look at you with the iPhone 6S. Back in my day, you know what we had? We didn't have a phone. We had to go outside and actually and actually talk with our friends. We couldn't sit there and text, Skype, Uvu, and all this extra with my friends. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry about that, but, you know, the world adapts and, like the world upgrades slowly. And then, you know, like, I probably know Boston probably went through that too. And then to me, it's like, you can't blame me a bit because, you know, life changes. You know, like, the world is changing, like, every day. Like, the new technology that we have, can't blame me for that now. I can easily FaceTime Bossman instead of going to his house. I can easily just do that. And the next thing you know, my parents get mad at me. Oh, look at you just sitting there. See, I didn't have that luxury. Back then, I had to go outside and actually do some stuff, da, 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 and so on. So that's why I'm like, you know what, let's talk about it tonight. Because there actually are some things they know that, like, just us as humans in general take for granted. So just to start it off, Boss Man, what do you think you take for granted in life?
What do I take for granted? You see, it's a good question, especially to think about now. You know, this is around the time where everybody starts thinking about that. Because, you know, I think Thanksgiving is, like, right around the corner. But throughout the year, I've been trying to see, you know, what do I really take for granted? You know, what do I not appreciate as much as, you know, someone else in my circumstance might? And I think it's the fact that it's a lot of things that we have, you know, like it's all about, like, what you have. Because I think maybe my cell phone, like, the certain clothes that I have, things like that, I take that type of stuff for granted. Because some people, like you said, would really kill to talk to their friends and family and relatives, people who they haven't talked to in years. And most of the time, we don't use our cell phones for, like, to catch up with people who we say are close to us, who we care for. You know, where we're on like social media and things like that, trying to catch up with other people living their own lives. You know, like the celebrities and all that stuff, and clothes that we wear on our backs every single day. We always have to have, like, you know, the freshest sneaks and, like, the newest clothes and all that. So I think it's relatively easy for me to take advantage of those two things, especially. How about you?
At first it was, but, you know, like, I'm taking more pride into it. It was actually first my car because I think about it. How many 18-year-olds get to say they have a Dodge Charger? So, you can only, like, do so much with it. Think about it. It's a Dodge Charger. And if anything, what? We're in 2015. It's a 2014 Dodge Charger. So think about it. You're driving around. You're looking at it. It's like, wait a minute. Let me step back and show off real quick. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, like, you know, you just got to enjoy it. But then, you know, as, like, the more, like, I've, like, driven the car, I've taken more pride into it because it's like, you know, hey, it's my car. Even though my parents paid for it, you know, I still, you know, like, got to take care of it, got to, you know, make sure everything's up to date and so on because, you know, my parents took the time out of, you know, like, you know, especially out of their money, especially, to buy it for me. So it's like, you know, like, might as well, you know, like, take the time to do that, you know?
That's a good one. Cars.
So, yeah, that was one major thing because there was a lot of things in life that most kids that I went through that most kids haven't been through. And that's one of the main reasons why I wanted to have this topic also tonight, because most of the stuff that we go through in life, like, most of us don't realize how many opportunities we have because we take it for granted, you know? And that's one of the main reasons why I like what I posted for tonight's show. And it says, appreciate what you have before it turns into what you had. So imagine if, you know, like for me, I'm taking my car still for granted. I'm having too much fun with it, showing it off and so on. You know, not taking care of it, but, you know, I'm still driving around in it. And then, you know, God forbid, you know, my car gets towed. I have a flat tire. I get into a car accident. Then what happens? Then what happens? I don't have that car no more. I have to now depend back onto my parents to drive me places. I have to now sit there and wait for a ride to come because I didn't take the responsibility to take care of my car in the way it should have been in the first place. Because maybe if I did, maybe I could have avoided it being towed for some reason. Maybe I could have avoided it, you know, getting into a car accident or, you know, like, you know, the tires getting flat or whatever, you know? So it's just like, you know, like, it's like, you know, the little things in life that makes everything worth it. Like, that makes it count. So
exactly.
So to get, like, further into this, I actually have a lot of things that we do take for granted today and, like, how we usually do it. I'm going to usually read it off and then probably get Boss Man's feedback on it. So I actually have 40 of them, but I'm only going to do, like, the top 10 because, you know, we don't have the whole day to do all that. So, you know, let's get it started. The first one that actually stood out to me that's, like, number one, parents.
Oh, we take our parents for, oh, wow. Yeah, that's a good one. Wow, is that the top of the list, huh?
Mm-hmm. Parents. Because I think about it in this way. You know, your parents do all this stuff for you. Even though at times they may not have the money for it, you know, they still put, you know, they still buy you new clothes. They still get you food. They still buy you the sneakers that you wanted. You know, they still do certain things for you, even though at times, I know for most teens, you remember, your parents will always say, oh, I don't have the money right now, you know, so just be patient. But then they still find a way to please you because they love you. And then I've seen in most situations to where most teens take their parents for granted because they know that, you know, like their parents are going to do certain things for them. So how do you feel about that?
I feel like that's extremely relevant because, you know, we know that a lot of kids, a lot of teens, a lot of even young adults actually still have their parents in their lives, and that is just an automatic blessing from God. But a lot of people would wish to have their mother or their father or even both in some circumstances. Like, you know, the world isn't a perfect place. Not everybody can have their parents, and it's people like us, you and I, who have our parents, who sometimes maybe, you know, take them for granted because they're our parents. They're supposed to, you know, do certain things for us. But sometimes that privilege can get seriously abused to the point where we don't realize how much they do, how much they care, and how much they sacrifice, you know, how much they have sacrificed and how much they're willing to sacrifice just so that we can have a life that maybe they didn't have or a better life or just improve our way of living because they're our parents. And some people believe that because they're our parents that we have the right to live the way that we do. And I don't believe that to be true 100%. But taking parents for granted is, a major one.
I mean, like, but to be honest, though, they don't have to do this. They decide to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think about it. First, they decide to get married and so on. Then to that, also another thing, the next big step, to have a kid. So think about it. Just think about it as an individual. You decided with someone else to give birth to another kid, which means you know when you do this, I have to have more responsibilities now because now it's just not me and you. It's not me, you, and then mini me. So now there's more responsibilities that come over to where now when I come home, I'm not just going to come home to my wife. I'm going to come home to my wife and my kid or depending on how many kids I have. And then now, instead of now most of the money going between me and my wife, now it's like, oh, wait, you know, John has school that he needs to pay for. Oh, Sarah wants to go into sports, this and that, and then this and that. And then, you know, the money has to be divided up in many different ways. So the thing is, though, it's like, Like, most kids, how they see it, it's like, oh, my parents have to do this. They don't have to do this. They decided to do it because they know that, one, you're probably going to be happy about it if they do certain things. And two, parents always try to please us, regardless of the fact of if they have money or not. Because I've seen parents in many different situations find a way to make ends meet just to make their kid happy. Because at the end of the day, that's what they're looking for. So, you know, like, the kid is safe, they have clothes, they have food, they're good, okay. You know what? They can live their life. Just as long as they have all the necessities they need in life, then I'm okay with that. I can still move on. But if they do not have that, I guarantee you, I've seen parents, myself too, go to like the farthest, like, you know, like to like the farthest places just to make their kids happy and, you know, like just to make their kids' life a little bit more easier.
You know, becoming more grown up, like as we're going from, you know, a kid to a teen, a preteen to a teen to a young adult, like you notice certain, like certain sacrifices that your parents make. But I'm wondering now, what makes it so difficult for like younger people to see, you know, like even now, like how old we are, sometimes we still don't see all the sacrifices that our parents make for us and like how much is given so that we can have, you know, what blinds us to the fact that they're doing everything that they can to make our lives like the best that they could possibly be. Because at times we can be selfish, you know, and we'll want something that they just simply cannot give us. And those are the things that we see, you know, oh, I haven't gotten the latest this and that. Oh, I need this. Oh, I need that. Why can't I have what, you know, the person down the street has or someone in my school or someone in my church has? Why can't I have that car? Why can't I have, you know, why can't I? Instead of, oh, I have this. Oh, I have that, you know. What makes it easier to see that as we grow up, you know?
I don't know. It's slowly a work in progress. When we slowly mature and actually see why our parents went through so many things just to make our lives a bit easier. But the next one, which is actually like, well, it actually came in second, was having a home with furniture and also comfort.
That's the truth. Because, you know, once again,
No, continue.
Because once again, like, not every household has what, you know, the typical household has. Like, you know, what you see in TV with the nice furniture and the nice TV and the nice everything. Everything's just nice and perfect and just beautiful. And you'd want that for your own home and this and that. But not every home is like that. Some people sleep on a mattress. Some people don't even have a mattress. You know, some people are just working with what they got. Like some don't even have working refrigerators. You know, like it's crazy to think like a lot of people don't have what we just find like necessities, you know, like what we couldn't live without. Like, imagine how many people live without microwaves and like toasters and things like that, and how many times a day we use those types of things. If some people live without the internet, like they can't go to Google for anything, but yet we use it for like every single thing that we need. You know, we need to know something, boom, Google. We need to think about something, Google. We need an idea, Google. Like, it's just the typical household things that people just don't have, we take advantage of every single day. Crazy.
You know what that reminds me of with this one?
Huh.
Have you seen the movie Blindside?
Blindside. Oh, the football movie, yeah.
Yeah. It reminds me of that one scene. I don't know if any of the listeners have seen it, but you know, we know, like, that big black guy that's, like, you know, he was homeless and everything. Then finally, you know, one white lady, you know, brings him in, someone. And then to that, there was one scene, you know, she gave him a room. And then, you know, bed, everything, you know, all the stuff that you see in a typical bedroom. Then all of a sudden, he's just looking around and just shocked. And then all of a sudden, he goes, I never had this. Then all of a sudden, she laughs, what, a bed? Then all of a sudden, he goes, no, a room. Then that right there, I sat there for a moment, like, oh, snap. Like, just thinking about that. And then, like, especially, like, going back to, like, with my parents. Because, like, especially, like, with my parents, they're the main ones every time to remind me, gee, you have all this stuff, but imagine a kid in Haiti. Imagine a kid in Africa. Imagine a kid somewhere else. they're probably wanting that same thing that you want, but in the explanation, here you are taking it for granted. And that's the main reason why I bring up parents so much, because parents are the main, because the parents are the main ones that usually, like, you know, that bring it up to us, saying, oh, see, like, oh, you have all this stuff, but imagine a kid, like, I don't know, they mainly use Africa or somewhere. Imagine a kid in Africa. They're right now dying over a meal. They're right now dying over right now just to get together to stay warm. They're right now dying, you know, to see, like, when that next meal is, when their parents may come back home or whatever the situation may be. And then here you are with both your parents, a household and everything, a car and so on, and here you are taking it for granted. And then to me, with that scene, I don't know. To me, it threw me off big time, because it was like, you know, most kids, or even like some adults, depending on what their life may be, you know, people don't have a lot of things that a lot of other people have, you know? And then, like, you'll be surprised, you know, like, just seeing certain people. Like, you know, of course, like, on a daily basis, sometimes if you're driving, you may see some homeless people, you know, having the sign out, need money, need food, need help for my kids, and so on and such. And then it's, like, it's crazy to me thinking about that, like, especially, like, in the movie, how she took him in like it was nothing and then, you know, helped him and so on. Before her, all he did was what? He was by himself. He had to do his own laundry and everything. And then now here she is trying to help him out. And the next thing you know, all of a sudden now here he is now playing football and then, you know, getting closer with the family and actually having a family and everything, you know? So then to me, that impacted me because it's just like, it's so crazy how one person can do such a big impact on somebody's life, you know?
And it's funny because we, like you said, sometimes we think about, like, the children unfortunate enough to be born into poverty in places like, you know, Africa, Haiti, like what you said. But we don't even realize, like, it's right around the corner from us, too. It's here in the United States. It's even here in our city. Like, people are stuck without food, like, and running water and furniture, like, you know, the example is that, like, simple things. Like, we have plenty of couches. We could jump from this couch to that couch to that chair to this one. Some people are surviving on one couch, which is also their bed, which is also their table, which is also, like, you know, like, people don't have right here where we live. And we sometimes forget that as people with, you know, things. We're blessed. Like, God has blessed us so much stuff, but sometimes that stuff can blind us to the fact that there are people maybe living next door to us who need something that we take for granted every single day. Like the main character in The Blind Side. Like, wow, he gets a room. And that was just incredible for him. Like, that was amazing for him. That was something he'd never had before.
Right. And then it also brings me back to yesterday at church during class when we had, when we were talking about, like, you know, like, how, like, to make, like, this world, you know, much more lighter. And then I remember with my group, we were talking about, like, you know, like, with homeless people, probably, like, going to, like, a restaurant. And I even seen it all over, like, YouTube and Facebook. Like, I seen one person, he's a Viner. And then he bought a bunch of stuff from McDonald's that cost him over $200. Then after that, every little corner when he found a homeless person, he gave him a burger, a fries, drink. Then that person, burger, fried, drink. And he just kept going all around his city, just giving out food left and right. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, yeah, we can possibly do something like that too. Because, you know, think about it. The main thing you need in life is, you know, like, food and shelter. And then, you know, yeah, you know, like, they're still looking for shelter. Be like, yeah, you know, like, they're still looking for shelter. But at the same time, though, it's like, hey, they need food. You know, like, they need something to survive off of. Because every day, you know, it's because think about it. For us, we can live, you know, a normal life and we complain about it. Like, you know, like us, we complain about school, work, you know, all the extra stuff, relationships and so on. Think about it for somebody that's homeless. They're fighting for another meal for the next day. They're fighting to see, they're fighting to see if they can get water. They're fighting to see if just one individual will be willing enough to give them a quarter, give them a dollar, just so they can go to the gas station and get something. They're having a daily fight every day. And then here we are, as individuals that have the house and just everything that we have that we ever wanted. And here we are complaining about stuff. So then my main question is, what are we to complain about? what are we going through that is so that is much more difficult than what a homeless person is going through, a person that is disabled that's going through, a person that has a disease that he's going through, or whoever it may be. Where do we stand to where we can just sit there and complain about certain things when obviously there are other people in this world that are going through some tougher times? No,
that's incredibly true. It's eye opening.
Because, you know, think about it. Us, we're always complaining about, oh, schoolwork is so hard. Oh, my goodness. I can't stand my teacher. Oh, I got to go to work. I don't feel like going to work today. I can't stand my boss, this, and that, and so on. But then to that, you got to also remember about the people that right now that are fighting cancer, that are right now looking for another meal, that are right now probably don't, that probably right now that might not have all their fingers, all their toes or whatever, may lose a body part or something. Someone right now that's probably in the hospital fighting for their life for some certain reason, and then here we are to complain about our lives. To me, it's just like, why even do that when honestly we have a better life than most people?
Okay, I think that just to add on top of that, we said all the things that, you know, we typically complain about, work and school and just things like that. Some people don't even have jobs, you know. Some people wish they were being educated right now. And we complain about things that we get to go to, we get to experience every single day. But some people haven't experienced that, you know, once. And it's so true that people are going through worse times, like facing those, like health difficulties and this and that, et cetera, every single day. But that only goes to show, you know, sometimes people, have you ever noticed that some people with a lot of these struggles, like some people that don't have much are extremely grateful, you know, some people that, like people who have a lot sometimes find it harder to see that they're completely blessed. Like people in poverty are like, you know, life is okay. You might not have, you know, an Xbox and things like that, but at least we have each other. We get to play, like, you know, like games with each other. Sometimes the power goes out. We don't have light in the house. But, you know, at least we can light a few candles and have some fun with that. You know, things like it changes your perspective, not having a lot. And people with, you know, disabilities, like you said, like maybe not, they don't have an arm or a leg or things like that. They can be the most insightful, most thoughtful people, most grateful, appreciative people. And it's incredible to see what happens when you don't have much, you know?
I mean, that's the funny thing about it. And then that's where it also brings into, like, most people think they know, like, most celebrities are happy. To be honest, most of them really aren't. And, like, that's the main reason why, you know, most celebrities can't stand paparazzi, TMZ, and all that. Because, you know, like, at the end of the day, they're human, too. They want to, honestly, yeah, you know, they have some special talent that makes them be on TV, whether it's Chris Brown and dancing, Alicia Keys and singing, or whoever it may be. It's like, you know, they're people just like us. They just have a certain talent that makes them stand out. Doesn't mean to, you know, like, just separate them from us. I mean, of course, you know, money-wise, okay, separate them. But other than that, it's like, you know, like, they walk the same, they talk the same, just like us. We eat, take a shower, and everything. So what makes them so different compared to us, you know? And then it's like, most people think that, you know, like, celebrity lives the lime life. Don't get me wrong. Most of the stuff I see, hey, they look like they're living the best life they can. Like, it looks amazing. But at the same time, though, you got to think about it. For being a celebrity, you got to sit there constantly dealing with paparazzi, crazy fans that try to break into your house, people maybe want to try to kill you and so on. They don't have the easiest life. And most of the time, they don't want to be all up in the fame. Sometimes they want to just go home and be them, you know? Like, go home and, go back to their roots, you know, like, just be themselves. Because, you know, like, they're still an individual. They're still their own human being. To where it's like, hey, man, let me live my life, you know? Let me relax for a bit.
It's funny that you bring up celebrities for this type of conversation, too. Because every time we talk about this as celebrities, I think of one celebrity in particular that probably confused a whole bunch of people. Robin Williams. Like, the guy with so many talents, like, blessed to be a part of so many different things, like Disney movies, comedy, serious movies, like, so many, like, he made everybody like just smile and be happy. Every movie that he did, everything that he did, something, anything that he was part of, anything he touched, he made happy. And yet there was something missing in his life, something that he just could not see, that he felt was lacking in his life, and he took his own life. And that just confused so many people. Like, you have this, you have that, you made this, you were a part of that. Why would you take your own life? And it still confuses a lot of people to this day, too. Like, you know, like, he had so much, and he made so many people happy. He seemed happy on the outside. But there was something that he just did not, he's like, he, his mind did not see that he had, you know. And he decided that he couldn't live. He couldn't live with it. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows? I mean, of course, you know, like, everything looks all fine and peachy keen on the outside, but it all matters what's happening on the inside, you know? Because, I mean, like, yeah, you know, because, like, cause think about it. I can smile every day and make it seem like nothing's going on. But then if you don't know me personally or, like, talk to me, there could be actually something totally different that could be happening. And the only way to find out would be probably talking to me. So it's like every day I can sit there just smiling. You're right. Yep, I'm fine. But at the same time, though, you don't truly know that until you actually find out. So, but the next one that most teens take for granted, especially with teens, and this one gets kind of deep, someone that loves you or someone you love.
Yeah. Just like the picture I posted on my Instagram, that one was more like a relationship or a loved one kind of thing with the hearts and the patches and stuff. Like, that gets kind of tough when you, like, when a family member dies or when you realize, like, someone you haven't talked to for a really long time, you know, is just not part of your life anymore. You're like, whoa, where did they go? Where did he or she go? You know, or why did we have to grow apart? Like, he made me laugh or she made me smile or look at things in a positive way. Yeah, that's pretty tough. Taking a personal advantage.
I mean, like, how I see it at first, it's like most of us, especially like talking about like teens per se, most of us don't know, pretty much all of us don't know what love is because we're over here just throwing that word around. Oh, I love you. Oh, you love me. This and that. Mm-hmm. Da, da, da. Like, do you truly know what love is? Honestly, me to this point, I don't know what love is. All right. Like, honestly, I let the wind take me wherever it wants to take me because I'm not trying to force anything. I'm not trying to just hop all over the place, you know. Like, wherever it takes me, that's where it takes me. Because to me personally, we all don't know what love is. We're over here saying that, oh, I love you. Oh, da, 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 da. Oh, I want to be with you forever. I want to be with you forever. Do you truly know what love is? Do you know how much that word has an impact on somebody if you tell them that? Even on someone like, someone like your parents, if you tell them I love you, why do you think most of the time, whenever like you say goodnight, or someone, the last thing you say, I love you. You know? Instead of just saying, like, goodbye, I love you. Every time when you leave the house, okay, mom, I'm leaving. Okay, bye. Love you. Love you. Like, do you know how much impact that word has on an individual? And then now we're talking about taking it for granted? That's not, man, look here. I've seen too many relationships and too many people came to me crying about it every time. And then the main thing that pops up, he said he would never do that to me. He said he cared for me. Oh, my goodness. Oh, A Square, why would he do this? Why? Honestly, if he meant what he said, it would have never happened. Because at the same time, first off, we're young. So usually anything that comes towards us, you know, temptations and all that stuff, is going to hit us big time. Then also at the same time, most of us aren't ready to settle down. Come on now. Most of us, like, what, speaking for, like, for teens, we're like, what, from 14 to, like, 18, you're not ready to settle down. Come on, we're still young. We're, you know, we're still active, doing a bunch of stuff here and there. We're going to meet new people. And then also, like, what, if you're still in high school, you're going to go off to college. So then it's like, now you're sitting there thinking, like, do you truly want to be tied down? Do you truly want to just sit there with that one person? And that's the main reason why, like, you know, like, most people in this world, you know, cheat and do other things. Because most of the time, you're going to sit there, like, do you truly want to just sit there with that one person for the rest of your life? And also think about it. For most teens, at 14 or 15 years of age, you're going to sit there and say that you love that person? Really? You love that person and you're over here planning to spend the rest of your life with them? That's why me, I don't jump straight into love. I like you, I don't love you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, because that right there is a work in progress that builds up to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's because that's where I stand on that. What's up?
I think it's fair to have that skepticism, you know, like that okay, we all don't know what love is really, because it makes sense. Because when you really look at it, we declare love for someone, but we haven't truly experienced love. Like, we may find someone, like, close to us, like, we really, really enjoy that person's company or how they make us feel and this and that. You know, we like that person, like you said. But we could never really know the fullest extent of love until we realized what Jesus's love was. Because he loved, like, to the most extreme, the biggest, the one person that we take for granted loving us over and over, day and night, is Jesus. Because no matter how many times we mess up, no matter how many times we lie, we cheat, we steal, we do all these ridiculous things, he still loves us unconditionally. And that is a love that we take for granted every single day. And until we realize that love and realize how far that love goes, I think it's pretty much impossible for us to recognize if we love someone or if someone loves us. And that's why, as young people, we get confused a lot. In my personal opinion, that's why we get confused a lot, because we don't know what loving someone unconditionally means, even if they break our heart over and over and over again, even if they reject us over and over and over again, even if they clown us over and over and over again. Because the only person who's really gone through that, like, because the whole world has rejected it, the only person that's gone through that is Jesus. And if we don't know what it means for Jesus to love us and us to love Jesus, we won't be able to love another human being. And that's when we take love for granted. That's when we think love is something completely different. And that's when we get it all mixed up, taking this love for granted.
I mean, to me personally, it just makes no sense. Because it's like, I've seen people, like, go crazy for, like I've seen people go crazy for that one person, do a bunch of stuff for that one person, just do everything, guy or girl, doesn't matter who it is, just do a bunch of stuff for that one person. And then to see them get hurt, it's like, okay, first off, for the guys, man, like, why would you do that to a female? That's my thing. Because it's like, most of the stuff that females go through to make us happy, it's like, dude, I understand, yes, you know, females, they have their moments, they annoy us at times, and the whole, you know, that whole, like, Mother Nature thing and all that. I get that. I'm a guy myself. But at the same time, though, besides all that, just see how much your woman puts up with you and then does all the stuff for you. And you're telling me you're going to leave that? Like, to me, that's just insane, because it's like, I've seen so many females go above and beyond to please their man. And then, what does their man do? Oh, okay. Thanks, I guess. Oh, no, better yet, the main thing that I see the most that even, like, my mom clowns about, every time, whenever, like, she sees people in a relationship, you see the female posting a bunch of stuff about their boyfriend. The guy only has, like, one picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just sitting here just like, man, that's insane. And then now to females. Yes, females. I know you guys have this whole thing with, like, most dudes and, like, how we are in someone, but the dudes that actually treat you right, like, honestly, the dudes that actually, like, treat you right and actually, like, want to be with you for you, don't play them, because next thing you know, you're over here hoping to find the one, then that one guy that's actually nice to you is the main one that you friend zone or make him your brother, and it's like, why would you do that? But then to that, But then, the one that constantly hurts you, you're going to keep them there. Like, really? Really? And then, I guess I heard the whole phrase, the person that you love is the same person the person at the same time that, like, you can't stand the most and so on. But at the same time, though, it's like, most dudes are slowly trying to change up. And it's like, my thing is, if they're willing to go through your insanity that most women put us through, and then to go through all of that and everything, probably go through the ridicule of the whole big brother thing, the whole meeting the parents, and all that extra that comes with a female, why would you pass that up? Honestly, man, like, don't pass that up. You know, take a second to look back at it like, huh, even though I'm insane, he's still staying with me. And no female cannot tell me that, you know, they're a bit insane, because you know you are. And yes, I'm standing with that point. So honestly, it's like, you know, just take a minute and sit back like, huh, he's actually staying with me. I drive this man insane, and he's still with me. That right then and there should tell you something. And also the number one thing, ladies, if his actions speak louder than his words, oh, come on. Come on now. Really? Really?
There's just some things, like I said, A-Square, it's just some things we could never understand, because there are the people everywhere, like from our world, in our experiences, like certain people have defined what love, you know, really looks like, and what things we should and should not take for granted. You know, these pictures have already been painted. In our minds, if you love me and if I love you, certain things should be done. But those are manly, you know, those are worldly, like those are worldly definitions of love and how to appreciate someone and how to show affection for someone. But in the Bible, it's told a whole different way. And that's why we all confused when things don't happen the way we thought they were supposed to happen. Like, what? He did this to me, or she did this to me, or they did this to me. Like, how could you do that to someone? Or, yeah, I don't really feel him that way, so I'm going to do this, so I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that. We've all been on either side, you know? But Jesus clearly shows how to love someone. And he says to love someone, you have to do certain things. And that's why we get so confused, and that's why it just doesn't make sense to us. And that's how we take people for granted, because when they show that they truly appreciate someone, it's not read as that. It's seen as something completely different, something irrelevant. No.
I don't know. We're gonna take a real quick break. I know the show's almost done, but we're gonna take a real quick break. If you guys have any, you know, questions, or maybe even like, you know, like something that you take for granted, if you're brave enough to, you know, just call in. The number is 646-915-8464. You know, if you have like any like things that you take for granted yourself personally, you know, you can come in, tell us. You know, whatever happens on the radio show stays in the radio show. And as always, we're always one big happy family. So if you guys have any comments or questions, don't forget the number is 646-915-8464. When we come back, I'm going to tell Bossman the last two that most teams take for granted and wrap it up from then on. And we are back live on the word, talking to you guys about what most teams take for granted on a daily basis. And the last two that I wanted to tell you guys about, well, this one right here, the one thing that most teams also take for granted is people's trust. I mean, I don't know, like, what do you feel about this one? Because people's trust, you know, it goes into like, you know, whether it's your parents, whether it's a friendship, relationship, just anything in general. So, like, how do you take it, per se?
Taking someone's trust for granted, in the sense, okay, well, the way I see that is that you don't, it's like someone's trust goes unappreciated. You know, like, so maybe allowing someone to help you, or for someone, you know, to give you advice, or for someone to show that they've got your back. And, you know, and sometimes we as people, we want to do things by ourselves, or like certain people we just don't want to accept help from. You know, that's where I see it, appreciating someone's trust.
I don't really know how to place this one. The only way I see it is just, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. Like, what do you guys think, honestly, whoever's listening, about, like, taking someone's trust for granted? Because it's like, I see it in a way, but at the same time, I don't. I don't know, because, I'm trying to think about it in a way.
Me personally, the way I see it is if someone is willing to help you out with something, with a situation, with a problem, or anything like that, and it's that person, you're not sure if they want the same, their motives are the same as yours, or like their best intentions are not. They don't have the best intentions for you and your plan. There's like a side, like motivation otherwise not aligned with yours. There's a side motive. There's something else that they want to get done through that. And I think that's where taking someone's trust for granted is. Matter of fact, even better. Let's flip that around. Taking someone's trust for granted would be more like you being dishonest with the person. Matter of fact, I think that's what it more means. Like you, like the fact that someone has so much faith in you, you take that for granted. Like, for example, let's use relationships. I know we do this like 1,000 times, but let's take relationships because it's the easiest thing. Say that you tell a person that you care about you're going to be in place A, and you know they're going to believe you. You know they're going to trust you. So you, instead of going to place A, go to the place that you really want to go to, which is place B, and they think that you're in place A, when in fact you've told them that you're going to be there, and yet you go to place B. I think that's where taking someone's trust in you as a person for granted. Or like, let's use school. You and a teacher are cool, right? And you know that teacher looks highly on you. So they're giving out assignments or whatever. But the teacher believes that you have put all your work into it, when in fact you Googled all of the questions and hand that thing in as your own. And they give you a 100. You know they're not going to ask you any questions at all. And yet you do it. You know, like that's taking someone's trust for granted. I think that's where they're going with that. That's one thing that people take for granted.
To be honest, I've been guilty of that at times in high school.
Nobody's perfect. Like, come on now. We've all done that one time. We've all done that.
When you need that one grade, you just don't know how clutch it is. When someone has it, and they're like, oh, bro, you got it right? Let me see that real quick.
Yeah.
Do it real quick, give it back, and then I'm like, hey, 95, I got an A. But
Google's getting diplomas left and right.
I'm saying, like, little do you understand how. But I don't know. To me, like, taking someone's trust for granted, that's just messed up itself. Because I'm not going to lie, like, besides the whole friendship part, I've done that at times with my parents, for instance, at times.
Yeah.
To where it's like, me and my mom, I'm not going to lie straight up, me and her have been going neck and neck at times, because it's like she has so much like there have been so many situations she's had like all of her trust in me, and then next thing you know I mess it up somehow, and then the last thing she tells me was, "I thought I could trust in you, and look what you did."
Mm-hmm.
And then also another thing was mainly what she said after. Here I am defending you, but then the whole time I look dumb. The minute she said that, I'm just like, because there have been so many situations to where people have like talked to her and everything, then all of a sudden she's defending her. No, my son is no. My son would never do that. Next thing you know, come to find out it's true. Oh man, my mom's face and just her just reaction to it just killed me inside. And then especially when she said I was defending you and then I look dumb. Just think about that just for, like, anybody. They're over there defending you. They're over there defending you for life because they have so much trust in you. And then coming down to it at the end, they find out, like, wait, so you did do that? So you did say that? Really? Like, oh, man. That kills so much.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Taking advantage of someone's
like,
trust.
Because, like, to me,
you know, it's important to, you know, do what you say you're going to do. Be a person of your word, you know, so that you taking someone's trust doesn't you don't take that for granted. Like, don't think that person's trust is going to be there forever. Because, like you said, with the parent example, if you mess up so many times, your parents love you, like, no matter what. But if you mess up that many number of times, you know, they can only trust you for so long to do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same thing with the relationship, same thing with the professor, with whoever. You know, you can mess up a couple times because we're human. We mess up. We get that. But if you keep messing up over and over and over, you know, God says this to give, but it's going to be harder to trust. You know, that's something that you build over time. So if you mess that up consistently and over and over, it's going to be harder to build back that same amount of trust, you know.
I mean, that's what it still is to the day with me and my mom. My mom is like, yeah, I trust you a bit, but, you know, it's going to take you a while to build it back up because every time it's so hard. And then that even reminds me of Friday because, man, let me tell you one thing, guys. Temptation is a bad thing. Very, very bad thing. Very,
yeah.
Very, very bad thing, man. And then, honestly, like, you know, I almost took someone's trust for granted, but thank God I didn't do that. I had to Bossman had to stop me, for instance. Bossman had to stop me. But honestly, you know, it's just like when you actually have to sit there and think about it, it's tough, man. Because especially like when it comes down to it, when you hurt somebody the first time, or like, you know, like or you know, like go against somebody's trust the first time, that second and third time is not going to be the same. Because at first they trusted you, but then now you did this, whether it's a parent, friend, boyfriend, girlfriend, but then now all of a sudden you did this, the next time when you guys talk, it's not going to be the same. And then you can even test it out yourself. It's not going to be the same no matter with who. Because every time with me and my mom to this day, like, yeah, you know, like, we're still cool, but then, you know, like when it comes down to certain things, it's like, do I trust him with that? Do I really allow him to do certain things? And then, like, even like what with friends, I'm thinking you got my back, but then here you are behind my back talking to somebody else about me in a bad way. So then the next time me and Bossman talk, I'm sitting thinking like, should I tell Bossman this? Because I feel like he's gonna tell somebody else about this, even though I told him not to tell nobody, he might tell somebody else. So honestly, should I sit here and tell him that? Because the first time he told somebody, I told him not to. Probably the second time he's gonna do it again, and I'm gonna find out again. So after that trust honestly just breaks down more and more as it goes on. And that's why, honestly, when it comes down to it, man, just try and be honest as much as you can possible. Because even like how like my parents have told me, we may not like it, we may beat you for it, but I'd rather know the truth than you sitting here lying to me. And trust me, there have been at times where I sit here thinking, man, don't tell them. I'm like, nope. Let me tell them and just squash it now, because me trying to continue making lies and stories is not going to work. Because think about it. People that are so dishonest, just look at the stories they make up just to sit there and tell you. Just like the whole story that they have to tell you about how they were at point A the whole time when really they were at point B. And also, like, see what had happened was So they'll see what had happened was my grandma had called me. So then after that, I had to leave and then go to my grandma's house. But then while I was helping grandma, but then after that, you know, my mom called me to come back to the house to get something. So after I finished with my grandma, I had to go do there. Then when that happened, my phone died, right? It's like, what? You had to sit there and make this whole story?
That's what I'm saying. Now you got to remember which lie you told. And then you got to tell grandma to cover for you. And now grandma don't want to cover for you. So now, your alibi is messed up. Now you got to go to your mom to tell her to cover for you. Hey, mom, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to tell her that. I don't want to do that. And you're like, oh, man, what am I going to say now? And then you got to make up a third lie, then a fourth lie, then a fifth lie. Oh, what a tangled web we weave, man. Oh, what a tangled web we weave.
You're kidding me, man. I'm telling you, like, the people that are so dishonest, just listen to their stories. They'll, like, be like, just sitting there, like, oh, for real? You had to go to Mexico and then all of a sudden had to fly to Los Angeles? Oh, that's cool. That's cool, man. That's what's up. But the last one real quick before the show ends, that most teens take for granted is faith, religion, beliefs, or values.
Oh, wow. Hey, I think that's a good one. And I think it's important that we share, you know, especially what we believe of others. Because this is the Bible verse for tonight, actually, has something to do with taking religion for granted. Hebrews 13:16 says, "Do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased." And, you know, you just said that people take religion and one other thing for granted, too, of that go along with religion?
Faith, belief, and values.
Faith, belief, and values. And, you know, if these are what you stick with, you know, if these are what have raised you, if you've grown up believing these things, you know, especially us as Adventists, we should be proud, you know, to share this with others. And taking someone or something for granted also goes with taking your religion and your faith and release for granted, because these are things that make up who you are. These make you up as a person, you know. It's every action that you do has to do with something that you believe, or your religion, or your God. So sharing with someone what you believe is in the Bible. It says to do, that's a good thing to do for others, because, you know, it may make you look weird. It may make you look ridiculous or just, like, kind of awkward and not, you know, natural, not normal, but it's a sacrifice that you make that pleases God, you know, to share your religion, to share what you really, like, what you stand by, you know?
Exactly. Because I've seen a lot of people just follow within the crowd, and, you know, like, at that point in time, it's like, do you truly know who you are, you know? Mm. Because it's like, because honestly, it's like, share your value. That's why, like, one of the main reasons, like, whenever, like, I talk to anybody in general, that's why I don't mind being me, because if anyone knows me, I'm myself. I'm going to be loud. I'm going to be weird. I'm going to be goofy. I'm going to be me, because that's how I'm going to be, and then I'm going to stand for what I believe in, whether it's, you know, football, working out, or whatever the case may be, whether it's my radio show or, you know, whatever it could be, you know, because it's like most of the time, like whenever, like, we follow certain people, do you know your own value, what you like, what you don't like? Because maybe while you're following somebody, they may do something that you totally go against, but then now that's the question of, do I still follow them, or do I go my own path? Because there are certain points to where, like, when you follow certain people, they're going to do stuff that you don't agree with, so then what are you going to do about it? Are you going to sit there, or are you going to do something about it, you know? But before the show ends quickly, we have one person on the line with a question or comment, ending in number 1947. Hello, caller. You're live on The Word. What is your name?
My name is Julian.
Hey, Julian. How you been?
I'm doing good. You brought up the factor of how we take religion for granted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I have a friend in Pennsylvania, and she's the only Christian in the family. She's like a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's just having a hard time just dealing with that. You know, her father is like, he's verbally abusive to her and her family. She's doing all this stuff, asking her questions about, like, you know, is God really this? And I have to tell her yes, you know, just to keep having that faith. Because sometimes I look at her and I think, wow, you know, she's standing up for Jesus. You know, a Christian family to help her do that. That's just a lot of strength right there.
Yeah. I mean, it's important that we keep, you know, our friends, family, relatives, and our prayers, you know what I'm saying? So with the topic for tonight, you know, taking people for granted, it's cool to see that, you know, you're keeping tabs on the people, you know, the people, even near, far, wide, whatever. That's cool, man. We keep her in our prayers, all right?
All right. Any other comments before we let you go, my man?
No, that's just keep her in prayers, because she is the only Christian in our family. She did a lot of things out of school, people making fun of her, family making fun of her. But it's hard for her to deal with it.
All right. Will do, my man. We will keep her in our prayers.
Cool.
All right. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the night, Julian.
All right, you too.
See, right then and there, you know, real quick before we have to go, you know, like, she's standing up for what she believes in. Whether, you know, her parents will go along with it, you know, she does what she wants to do. And to me, I appreciate that, honestly, because to me, yeah, you know, like, our parents or, you know, like, our friends or our boyfriend or girlfriend may have something to say about what we do. But at the end of the day, you know, it's like, at the end of the day, you know, like, do what you want to do in life. Something, especially something that, like, benefits you in life. Whether, you know, certain people may not go along with it, you know, do what you want to do. It's like saying, like, for instance, the main example I use is football. My mom cannot stand the sport whatsoever. She does not understand it at all, and then she's scared that me and my little brother will get injured. But then she knows that I like it so much. I work out crazy, and then the whole time I just keep on going at it. So then after that, with her, she knows, okay, as much as I can't stand the sport, he likes it. I got to put him in it regardless of the fact. You know, because if I don't have it with me, I'm a sluggish person, I'm lazy, I don't want to do anything, and so on. So after that, honestly, it's like, you know, right then and there, I'm standing up for what I believe in. Whether it's, you know, like, it's just like a simple sport as football, whether it's, you know, I want to be, you know, I want to be a singer, whether it's, you know, I want to be in the art club, whether it's, you know, I want to be on the step team, whatever, or like, you know, even like stepping up, saying like you're gay or whatever it may be, you know, stand up for what you believe in, you know? Because, honestly, a lot of people can tell you a billion things. They can tell you as much as they want to. The question then comes down to, what are you going to do with what they told you? Are you going to use that to motivate you and still do you? Or are you going to use that to break you down and then, you know, just follow the pack? And that's the last thing I have to say about that being with that. What about you, boss man?
We love all of the people who tune in. Thank you for your support and calling every night and leaving questions and comments and concerns and showing your support. We love you guys and thank you.
And with that being said, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of The Word. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you guys have any, you know, questions or comments or, like, even, like, stuff that, like, you take for granted, you know, like, just, like, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Word or even Bossman's personal page at Life of Bossman. And even also follow us on Facebook at The Word Houston. You know, follow us, you know, share our page, you know, tell us what you don't like, what you like, and also what you want to hear in the shows to come. Thank you once again, and I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening. And until next time, God first, God bless.
Peace.